Yeah, on Friday evening we did have to close the pump inlet at Pentel Island, which supplies a section of the Northern Mallee Pipeline and part of Supply System 5 of the Wimmera Mallee Pipeline, affecting a number of customers. That action had to be taken because the cell count spiked, and when we put a sample of the water under the microscope, it was out of tolerance and we couldn't risk running infected water to farmers and towns. So that was the reason that was done. The pump intakes at Nia and Piangle are still showing that they're within tolerance, so they were still taking water from there. If people are short of water, there are a number of carting points that we've got identified on our website. We draw people's attention to those. They can get water free of charge from those locations. If they are after water for the household, call our call centre, 1300 659 961, and we will cart water to them at no cost. What we're planning to do today is reverse pump the pipeline so that we'll be bringing water from the south back into the pipeline, and hopefully those farmers who are currently without water and haven't got a 3-day on-farm storage to rely on, they will have water again for a period of time, probably 24 hours, at which time we will have to switch the system off again, as we can't afford to run down the storages in the towns further to the south.
So, Andrew, if the switch-off happened on Friday night, how much notice did water users actually have that there was no more water coming through the pipeline?
Yeah, look, the only notice was by way of the media release we put out. And unfortunately, that was the technology we relied on at the time. And but as I said, the spike happened quite quickly, and we had to react quickly and decisively to keep the integrity of the system.
So for those people who perhaps weren't aware and they have got pumps that have been running dry or a few things like that, have you heard of any issues like that popping up so far where people have got damaged equipment because there's no water?
Well, we've had a number of calls through our call centre. The reality is one of the principles when the pipeline was built was that each farm should have 3-day storage on site. Now, we are aware that a number of rural properties haven't got that provision, and effectively what they're doing is using the pressure of the pipeline to run their own system. And then we understand that, but theoretically they should have had 3-day storage on site, and what we're aiming to do is return a supply within that 3-day period. And as I said, we'll be hoping to have that in place this afternoon.
Is there any precedent for this kind of blue-green algae outbreak and it having such an impact on so many water users?
Not to my knowledge, certainly not on, not since the Northern Mallee Pipeline's been finished, and certainly not since the Wimmera Mallee Pipeline's been finished. We've had other major issues of shortage in the Millennium Drought, but not a shortage caused by an event like this, no.
So aside from flushing the system, getting some water through this afternoon, there's no timeline on when it should be back up and running to full capacity yet?
No. We'll be relying on the Incident Control Centre to continue to monitor the bloom in the river, and that'll just take time to pass through.
So is there any embargoes on what the water that will be flushed through the system later today will be on? Is there any restrictions on what people can use it for?
No, we'll be encouraging people to take that time while the water's back on to recharge their on-farm systems and make sure they've got enough water to see them through for the next 3 days.